Chapter 12, The Power of the Next Action Decision. I have a personal mission to make what's the next action part of the global thought process. I envision a world in which no meeting or discussion will end and no interaction cease without a clear determination of whether or not some action is needed, and if it is, what it will be, or at least who has responsibility for it. I envision organizations adopting a standard that anything that lands in anyone's 10 acres will be evaluated for action required and the resulting decisions managed appropriately. Imagine the freedom that would allow to focus attention on bigger issues and opportunities. Over the years, I have noticed an extraordinary shift in energy and productivity whenever individuals and groups installed "What's the next action?" as a fundamental and consistently asked question. As simple as the query seems, it is still somewhat rare to find it fully operational where it needs to be. One of the greatest challenges you may encounter is that once you've gotten used to what's the next action for yourself and those around you, interacting with people who aren't asking it can be highly frustrating. It clarifies things so quickly that dealing with people in environments that don't use it can seem nightmarish. We are all accountable to define what, if anything, we're committed to make happen as we engage with ourselves and others. And at some point, for any outcome that we have an internal commitment to complete, we must make the decision about the next physical action required. There's a great difference, however, between making that decision when things show up and doing it when they blow up. The source of the technique. I learned this simple but extraordinary next action technique 20 years ago from a longtime friend and management consulting mentor of mine, Dean Acheson, no relation to the former Secretary of State. Dean had spent many prior years consulting with executives and researching what was required to free the psychic logjams of many of them about projects and situations they were involved in. One day, he just started picking up each individual piece of paper on an executive's desk and forcing him to decide what the very next thing was that he had to do to move it forward. The results were so immediate and so profound for the executive that Dean continued for years to perfect a methodology using that same question to process the in-basket. Since then, both of us have trained and coached thousands of people with this key concept, and it remains a foolproof technique. It never fails to greatly improve both the productivity and the peace of mind of the user to determine what the next physical action is that will move something forward.